Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Thursday, June 6th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, the Georgia Court of Appeals put a pause on the election interference case against Donald Trump. The state capitol gets a $400 million facelift. And a student organization at Georgia Tech helps rehabilitate the school's feral cat population. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. The Georgia Court of Appeals has halted the state's election interference case against former President Donald Trump and others. The move prevents Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee from hearing motions in the case while the appeals court reviews his ruling, allowing District Attorney Fani Willis to remain on the case. Georgia State University law professor Anthony Michael Christ told NPR's Here and Now the decision was expected.
While Judge McAfee was trying, I think, his level best to continue to hear pretrial motions and to keep things moving along as this bigger question was being decided at the Georgia Court of Appeals, The Georgia Court of Appeals yesterday stepped in and said, no, regular order should prevail. Things should be on pause until they can finally make a decision in this case.
Former Atlanta State Senator Democrat Jen Jordan says the decision is about protecting the process.
Which is at the end of the day what everybody wants. What everybody wants is to make sure that anybody who is facing criminal charges, that their constitutional rights are being protected and that they are receiving due process. And at this point in time, it really is just kind of putting things on hold.
The pause makes it even more unlikely the case would go to trial before November's presidential election. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says he will support a plan to spend $5 million reimbursing businesses for losses during the city's recent water outages. He's also promising a commission to examine the city's infrastructure needs and to deploy monitors to detect leaking pipes. Dickens' announcement yesterday came a day after workers finished repairs on a ruptured water main, ending 5 days of water trouble. A boil water advisory was lifted this morning. Republicans in the U.S. Senate have blocked legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception. They argue the bill was a political stunt, as Democrats mount an election year effort to put GOP senators on the record on reproductive rights issues. GPB's Sarah Callis has reaction from Georgia.
Democrats say President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are the, quote, only candidates that will protect the right to abortion and contraception. State Representative Karen Lupton says she is concerned about reproductive rights.
Our rights have been eroded, and they're eroding quickly. I have to remind myself many days that myself, my 19-year-old daughter, have fewer rights now than they did in 2016. And I never thought we would live to see that day in America, to actually watch us regress.
Biden has focused much of his re-election campaign messaging around his pro-abortion stances, in contrast to Trump's anti-abortion stance. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
A recent audit of the May 21st primary election confirmed the outcome of the state Supreme Court race. That's according to Georgia's Secretary of State. Incumbent Georgia Supreme Court Justice Andrew Pinson defeated former U.S. Representative John Barrow in a nonpartisan race where Barrow sought to make abortion rights the central issue. The Secretary of State is required by law to conduct an audit of the top statewide race, which was this state Supreme Court contest. Scaffolding is going up this week around the state capitol as part of a nearly $400 million renovation project. Regilding of Georgia's iconic Gold Dome is already underway, but some preservationists are more concerned about a proposed sky bridge that will connect the Capitol with a proposed new legislative office building across the street. David Mitchell with the Atlanta Preservation Center says the bridge plan is frustrating because it would, quote, forever alter the historic structure.
I do not wish to see the symbol of our legislative process being altered by something that looks like a paper towel roll sticking out of its side.
The state agency overseeing the project, the Georgia Building Authority, is expected to choose between a bridge, a tunnel, or a crosswalk to connect the buildings. Its deputy director says he's aware of the opposition and promises that whatever is done will be in keeping with the historical integrity of the Capitol, completed in 1889. Federal aviation officials have given California-based aircraft manufacturer Archer Air a certification to begin operating electric air taxis. The company is building its vertical takeoff and landing aircraft called Midnight at a new facility in Newton County, east of Atlanta. Archer Air is partnering with United Airlines and others to build air taxis designed to take passengers to and from airports in large cities. The certification from the Federal Aviation Administration announced yesterday brings Midnight one step closer to flying passengers. Georgia is one of 14 states where the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recalling cucumbers contaminated with salmonella bacteria. The agency says the outbreak has sickened 162 people nationwide, including 8 people in Georgia. An Augusta University administrator is poised to become the school's next president. The University System Board of Regents voted today to name Russell Keene as the sole finalist for the presidency of the 10,000-student public university that includes the Medical College of Georgia. Keene is currently executive vice president for administration and chief of staff to the current president, Brooks Keel, who in September announced his retirement at the end of June. The president of Augusta's Payne College is stepping down. The private, historically black school announced the departure of President Cheryl Evans Jones on Tuesday. Jones has led Payne for the last 5 years, including through what she called one of the most difficult times in the 141-year-old college's history. That was when it lost its accreditation in 2016. The college has 344 students. Students at Georgia Tech have brought back a student organization that takes care of the university's population of feral cats. GPB's Amanda Andrews explains.
Campus Cats is a club that provides food, water, and medical services to the homeless cats living on campus at Georgia Tech. The club went dormant during the pandemic, but has returned with support and positive reception from students and faculty. Club treasurer Candy Henry says the cold weather is what pushed students to re-register the club this semester.
Because everybody was so worried about how these cats were going to stay warm, and we actually ended up coming together as a group and building cat shelters and buying these self-heating pads to put in them to keep the cats warm over the winter.
The group is currently working on a trap, neuter, and release program to prevent the campus population from getting out of control. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
A former protege of Atlanta songwriter and producer The Dream is accusing him of sexual assault and abuse. Shahnaz Mangro alleges in a lawsuit that The Dream lured her into what she calls an abusive, violent, and manipulative relationship after she left her native Netherlands for the U.S. with hopes of making it big as a singer. The Dream, whose legal name is Terius Castile Diamant, has worked on huge hits including Beyoncé's Single Ladies, Justin Bieber's Baby, and Rihanna's Umbrella. Mangro says The Dream was violently controlling, forcing her to diet and exercise, and allowed her little contact with others. He has denied the allegations. In sports, the Braves take on the Washington Nationals tonight in D.C. for the first of a four-game series. The Nationals are currently on a three-game losing streak. Ronaldo Lopez is scheduled to get the start for the Braves tonight. And the Atlanta-based plant-derived period and personal care brand The Honey Pot is partnering with the Atlanta Dream to become the basketball team's exclusive body care partner. The partnership will give the team access to the brand's latest and greatest products, and Atlanta Dream fans will be given samples of The Honey Pot's products at select home games. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. We're going to be back tomorrow with all the latest news in Georgia, and you won't want to miss it. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Email us. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.